The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two, a numbers game here at VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. Overhead shot of us at Bar Canada at the D. I like that shot right there. A little helicopter view. Yeah. Kelly? You like your little spot right there, pounding on a keyboard?
I don't know. It kind of caught me off guard. You know, I'm trying. You know how sneaky I am. I try to do work over here, and then I pop on air. But no, yeah,
I understand. I understand.
It's Gil like a security camera.
It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. We have a little security thing happening in the background that might be going through. I don't know.
Someone trying to get out.
It's Unscripted with the Crack Man. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Scotty B726 at Bronco Scott. He says on February 2nd, you asked that someone remind you not to fall for the Chargers again this year. Here's a reminder. I think that one's for you, Kelly.
You asked for it, not me.
let's see. Jesse Welch, who, by the way, was not the Jesse Welch that Bill was talking about, different Jesse Welch, said, Gilly, I listened to the Megapod yesterday for the first time ever, great pod, and you said an expletive that I'd never heard you say on air before, and it legitimately startled me. Loved it. Yeah, the little cursing that might happen on the podcast side. Yeah, not going to lie to you.
That's your R-rated one, yeah.
Yeah, a little
PG-13. By the way,
and can I just say this, again, just humbly, Beating the Book of Megapod, like the number of downloads is always just such a beautiful thing. And I just want to thank everybody for listening week in, week out, year in and year out to that. This is Chris Hartman. Gil, how is it that college – oh, this is a great point, Chris Hartman. How is it that college football is smart enough to stay out of the way for NFL's opening night, but MLB has all six of their games slated for prime time? Seems like a heavy day game slate would have been a nice idea here. 100%. Will Hill brought this up to me yesterday. It's like, oh, what a great idea for baseball to put all their games during the day. Oh, wait a minute. They did the opposite. Nash. Nash and Richard Nocera, also Ben McGovern, reminding me the game tonight is on NBC. It is not on Amazon tonight, so we are spared of streaming anxiety tonight. NBC is where the Chiefs-Lions game is. Underdoggy 1 says commercial volume higher than the show itself. Just want to point that out. Point that out to everybody. This is from Rick Olier. Happy NFL Day, guys. Do you think the Lions being a male and a half dog is a good bet, or should I wait until it gets to a female? Thank you in advance for your service for people who see numbers as genders. That came up from the offseason as well. Yes, I see numbers as genders. It's ever since I was a little kid. I'm sorry. It's just part of me. It helps me in no way. 55's the mic. Why does it sound like Gil is broadcasting from Radio Row for the Super Bowl? So much background noise. Well, you know, we can't do anything about the alarm. We apologize for that. VGK Brad, the D actually stands for Derek Detroit as well as Downtown. So all three of those things. Odell wants us to point out, we should probably mention this, Kentucky going live with brick-and-mortar sports wagering today, apps in 21 days. Congratulations, Kentucky.
Nice.
There you go.
There you go. Another one on board.
Is that state number 31, I believe, plus D.C.?
No, I think we're more than that.
We're more than that,
yeah,
are we?
I think we're 35-ish.
Who's gonna be the holdout in the end?
Florida,
Utah.
Florida, Texas, California, Utah.
Utah. You think Florida will ever get there?
They have so much. It's like kind of like California, right? There's so much to work through with the Seminole tribe because they control so much of the gaming.
What do you think, Billy? Florida, yeah. California?
Yeah, I Kelly's right. I think the Seminoles and the Indian casinos in California. I think they'll get into it first. And you know, they had that whole thing last election. That was a Proposition 26 or 27.
There was two props in California.
Props, yeah.
So that was the problem, that they had two, and voters were confused.
Yeah.
And they also wouldn't stop running ads 24/7.
Oh, man, a lot of money wasted on that.
Oh, well, voters were like, enough with this already.
Yeah. No, I think eventually, well, we'll have it nationwide eventually. And those three big states there, Texas, California, Florida. By the way, you wouldn't believe the amount of gamblers that are like in Texas is full of sports bettors.
Yeah.
Full. And I'm sure, of course, we can make that argument for all three states because Florida is full of all people that have moved to Florida from the north and all over the country and the tax situation.
Cali's
and now
got their share.
California. Yeah. So, and California, boy, that all those coast cities up and down the line from San Fran down to San Diego and below, those coast towns are full of bettors and bookmakers.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You ended up with max survivor entries. You even went, creatively maxed out in many ways.
Yes, I did. I got the Max Survivor entries, and I'm going to have – is it five entries for millions?
What was the max?
Six or five? Do you know? I think it's five or six. I think it's six. It might be six.
Okay.
Or it could be five. I'm going to have – I'll probably have that, too. I think we're going to have a nice overlay. I think we're going to have a – not nice, but I think we're going to have a little bit of an overlay in millions. I'll tell you another thing. I think that I'm going to be taking a ride to the border. And
the Arizona border.
I can't get on the DraftKings. I can get on DraftKings app. The prisoners are back in. The noise stopped. But, yeah, so I can't get on the – I can get on the DraftKings app, but you can't get on their contest page here in Nevada. So I'm going to have to drive over to Arizona. Or I could just have my friends send it to me, but I want to know more about the rules. And, you know, you even though you're a Nevada resident, you could join the DraftKings contest, but you just have to be in a legal jurisdiction to place your picks. Well, you know, it's a half-hour ride from 35 minutes to
We had Johnny Avello on from DraftKings a couple weeks back, and, you know, James Salinas, who won Super Contest and then finished third the next year, 26th, 2 years after that, he is not doing anything Circa, anything Super Contest. He is only doing DraftKings in Colorado.
There's some reasons for that. There could be some
possible
nice
overlays.
And
they do a lot of different tiers of prices.
Sure, big prices, too. I got an email from one of the hosts at DraftKings saying to me, hey, Bill, if you want to join our $50,000 contest,
right,
which they probably regret doing now.
That's a $50,000 entry?
$50,000 entry.
Yeah.
And they would give you $2,000 off the entry. They're guaranteeing $1 million. And they only had six entries at the time.
Well, this was what Salinas was saying the whole time, not just the $50,000 one, but like other tiers too.
The $5,000, there's some overlays there.
It was funny, though, because when we had Johnny on, he sort of, you know, because I said, I go, wait, based on what we're seeing, there's going to be overlays on all this stuff. And he kind of was reticent to agree to that. And I think he gave
He could be right. Maybe the last – people love coming in last minute, so he might be right.
Well, it was also that, and I think there might have been some confusion with what was seen on the screen versus what is reality. I don't know. But so we don't know if there's going to be an overlay on how many of these and which ones, but there probably will be on some
of them. I won't play them unless there's not only just a little overlay, significant overlay. Like there has to be 16 people in the one that's guaranteed 20 people in order for me to – 16 or less, because that's not worth – it's a pain. It's a Saturday night driving every day. It's a sports night driving to the border and back.
Oh, yeah.
It's very difficult, you know. Yeah. So it's not like you can do proxies on this one. DraftKings has that they actually know your phone. So when you put a bet in there or something – I remember when I was back east, not only DraftKings, a lot of the sites, you put something in, and I was at my buddy's apartment – and his Wi-Fi, I couldn't get on, and I only had one bar. And I went on his phone, and I logged into my DraftKings, and they froze the account. I had to, you know, get the account unfrozen and explain what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So
the drive from Nevada to Arizona, still for those who have who are unaware, is still one of the more comical things in the world because it is, you know, one of America's great engineering, if not the greatest engineering feat in Hoover's Dam. And literally, they asked me one time, are you here to see Hoover's Dam? And I'm like, I'm just here to make a wager. Thanks so much.
Just trying to make a bet.
Just trying to
make
a bet.
My food truck's still coming at some point.
And yes.
Shout out to Don Trell behind the desk over here. Five Circa Millions is the max.
Five Circa Millions. Thank you, Don Trell.
So I think that's going to be a little bit of an overlay. So I think I'm going to have the max there on 10 survivors. And I have pieces of other guys, too. You do swaps, like a poker tournament. I do, you know, swaps of their survivor, of their millions, and to try to limit your exposure. Because let's face it, 2023, I don't care who says, oh, my God, you have pieces of other people. That's not fair. Let me tell you something. I still don't know any pros, including myself. Well, Las Vegas, Chris cashed a couple of years back, but it's really tough to cash in these kind of contests. You have to hit a ridiculous percent. Any one of these people that are in this contest that finished in the top 10 last year, top maybe the top 100 last year, would have beat me at my challenge to bet games the day of the game. You know, even the day before the game, they put their bets in, and they hit like 68% to win this thing. I'm betting NFL, five NFL sides a week. There's a luck factor there that's ridiculous.
For sure.
Ridiculous.
For sure. in the end, by the way, I want to tell the one draft, the one sort of going over the border story. Do you remember the Wishnev story? Do y'all know this from the Megapod?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think I do.
So March Madness. We did a March Madness pod. Will Hill, Todd Wishnev, Jeff Parlay, and I. On the Beating the Book feed, which is also where the Megapod is, the football Megapod. But we did the March Madness preview, and, you know, Will Hill picked FAU to go to the Final Four. Bang! Like, oh, if that were the only play that we had, that would have been great enough. But no, Wishnev also had, like, San Diego State going as well. And he had Michigan State going far. And, like, his picks were so, at the beginning of the tournament, were so off conventional wisdom. I was like, dude, you need to enter these in a contest.
Right,
you
have
got to put these in.
Yep.
So he was doing something for Fezzik. He went across the border. He was here in Nevada at the time. He went across the border. He went to Arizona, did that little Hoover Dam thing. There's that little indentation into the stone. He parks, and he starts doing whatever Fezzik had him doing. And he doesn't even think to himself, I need to enter the DraftKings contest. So the tournament goes on. All of these things happen. And as the tournament goes on, we realize, and we find out from the eventual second place guy, oh, my God. Did you just miss out on $1 million? Would you have finished first? You know, Wishnev would have finished, and thank God it wasn't first. He would have finished second.
Wow.
He cost himself $35,000, which is okay because we were worried he cost himself $1 million.
I was going to say, not $1 million.
Which, by the way, would have been a mental health risk for us moving forward with him. And I'm being serious about that. So if you think that you're going to be good at any of these, and you need to go across the border. Yes, it is a pain, but take the opportunity because the regret could be, you know, a costly thing, not just in your wallet, but also in your brain as well. More with the Crackman, unscripted with Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakman with K on Twitter. Coming back, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets.
Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? The betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes. So you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way. Too many to count. That VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check them out. All of today's betting splits for every game at vsin.com. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. We are nothing without you, the listener, and I mean that. Joe Abraham. Isn't that a fire alarm? Good Lord. Ryan Hyatt. First week of VSiN at the D. Sirens are going off. Kelly having to give problem interlopers the bum rush as they attempt to savage Bill Krakenberger for challenging their worldview on same-day NFL betting. Meanwhile, Gil plows onward like a true pro. Thank you, Ryan Hyatt. Jonathan Salvera, is there a way to watch the Beating the Book podcast? The VSiN snippet showed you all on camera, and it'd be great to see your expressions when Wishnev goes off script. There is no video full version of the Megapod. We just put out that clip for promotional purposes. It's a download the audio version kind of thing, so we don't put out the full version so as to cannibalize that, but I appreciate the sentiment on that. Let's see here. Oh, a whole bunch about the alarm. I won't bore anybody with that. Being chased by the popo, that kind of thing. how many bets? This gentleman, Bill Krakenberger, everybody, unscripted with the crack man. This gentleman wants to know how many bets you ended up with in tonight's game. That's Chance Copperpot. Love unscripted with the crack man at Bar Canada. How many bets do you have on the game?
Oh, no, I will have many more bets, actually. Because the day of the game, a lot of the places put the props up. Some have been up, though, on this particular game. Some of the sports books have had the player props up. But I think I've had 4 or 5 player props. But I'll have another 4 or 5 tonight by the time the game kicks off for sure. Not that I discourage NFL betting. As a matter of fact, I actually encourage NFL betting, especially on, like I said, these props. I'll bet first half totals. I'll bet game totals. I'll bet team totals. I'll bet some teasers. As a matter of fact, some great opportunities. You know, Steve Fezzik is on a – we talked about him before. I heard you say his name. Reminded me. He's on some great podcasts this year. Watch him. He's got some great, great, great podcasts.
He was just on with us.
Today?
This week's Megapod.
This week's Megapod?
And it was spectacular.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, like I know a lot – Steve's fault is, and he knows it, though. He goes back and forth and wastes too much time on Twitter with people.
We talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah, because he's such a genius mind. People want to hear that. And
well, what I love about him, though, is that he is open to that criticism, right?
Yes.
Like, he doesn't push
yes.
back on it. He goes, you're right. I can't help myself,
yeah,
right?
Can't help himself. But yeah. he is genius mind. So now the Megapod, I'm going to go up. Can everyone go back and listen to that?
Yes.
Okay.
Megapod, wherever podcasts are, Beating the Book of Megapod.
Good.
It's with Steve Fezzik this week.
So
Todd Wishnett.
I didn't even hear it, but I can tell you right now, I know it's going to be great.
We talk about so many interesting things, I think. I don't usually, like, you know, I don't want, like, this show to be, like, a
sure.
complete promotional tool
no,
for
no,
the Megapod.
No.
But, like, he was so good, it's worth it.
Him and Las Vegas Chris
yeah.
And Jared Smith started a new podcast, and I listened to that yesterday. It was a live podcast. I liked how they all agreed, like, on Cleveland on a teaser leg. And, you know, they said something really good.
Is that a BetUS podcast, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, so they got Weingarten and Borchardt on the baseball one, and they got Las
oh, really?
Vegas Chris and Fez on the football
yeah.
one. Well, these guys really is
and
great guests you guys have. My God.
The eight, teasing to the eight this year, they were mentioning that the eight, you want to get to 8.5. I would agree with them because of analytics.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like being up by 14 to go for two. There's a lot
oh,
of.
Oh, we talked about
yeah.
that at length.
So
yeah.
I agree with that, and I think it's a great leg as Cleveland in a teaser this week. I hate to give a teaser out right away because I'll tell you, this is unfortunate. Like I said, when I used to bet teasers, I was betting 6-point even teasers at multiples of shops. Now if you find 120, you hit your knees and start praying. Thank you. But there's not many places in this town you could bet teasers, 6-point teasers, 120. And the 7-point teasers, I used to pay $1.15, $1.20 for a 7-point teaser. They want $1.60 at some spots in town. I mean, just like I always say, just use a mask and gun and get out. Yeah, the great Jerry Eisenberg calling me. Sorry, Jerry, I love you. I know you're 92. God bless you. I'm going to get right back to you. So.
Jerry's still with us. That's great to hear, though.
There he is.
There you go.
Eisenberg, yeah. The great Jerry Eisenberg. Matter of fact,
yeah.
gave the eulogy at Muhammad Ali's funeral.
Yeah.
One of the greatest boxing writers of all time. Even when I was a kid, we used to get the New York Star Ledger on Sundays. Jerry's face was smack on the front of the sports section every single Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad to be friends with him. I'm friends with a couple guys that are both 92, Jerry Eisenberg, Don Elbaum. I love these two guys, a legendary boxing promoter, matchmaker, and Jerry. So as we can go all over the place, unscripted, sorry, guys, it's just the way it happens here.
I want
to go back to this 8.5, though.
Okay.
I like that side. Now, listen, we
you talk about
Burrow's playing.
Yeah.
We know that.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing. So, but you don't know if he's really 100%. You don't know if something can – there's so many – and Cleveland is supposed to be so much better – and, you know, we haven't really seen it this preseason. You can't go by preseason
you can't go
too
by
much.
Preseason.
But the quarterback situation.
Who are you pairing Cleveland with?
That's what my second part of the thing was.
Not the Steelers?
Wow. Do you put them with the Steelers?
I think
you do.
Do
you put them with maybe Washington? Do you put them with – there's still another couple of legs that you could put them with here.
There's not like a whole bunch, though,
there's
right?
Not,
it's
there's
like
not,
a handful.
There's not a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Oh, like, see the Green Bay, you can't even put them. Unless you go 6.5 point.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get to – so
you can't do the – you couldn't do the Chiefs anymore, right?
Yeah.
The Chiefs, when they were 6.5, you could have thought about that.
Speaking of which, now they're like 5 tonight. I heard Fez say something yesterday. Fez, you know, I learn a lot of things from you and I repeat them. But I give you the credit for it. He said something great. Don't be teasing any 5, 5.5, or 6-point favorites. Please, don't. You're better off playing the money line in a parlay
right.
than you are teasing those type of things. You'll see the lay, what it is, compared to the teasing the side. Also, something that he didn't mention, but I know he agrees with, at least I hope he agrees with. I don't want to put words in his mouth. Teasing totals. I don't, you know, some of the comments yesterday when I was watching that show about, oh, you should got to tease totals. No. There's no tease. You know, I've seen some stats maybe teasing something 37 or less, 36.5 or less, but we don't get totals like that in the NFL anymore. So I'm not a believer, and some people tease totals, I know, and I'm probably going to – people are going to tell me, oh, no, you're wrong, Bill. Listen, I'm not interested in teasing totals, especially at these teaser prices that are going around town and going around the country, because I'm used to laying a lot different prices on teasers.
Price is anywhere between -120 and -140 on 6-point
That's
teasers
crazy.
Here in town.
Can't beat it. $1.40, 6-point teaser, I want to see someone beat that at the end of the year. Good luck.
So with Survivor, you are full in.
Are you paired with people in Survivor or just in the
both,
handicapping?
Well, everyone, listen.
Okay, so how
everyone's
does it,
asking me.
So then in Survivor, yeah. How does that work? How does the, do you have a conversation with them, or are you just the finances behind it? You're not
involved? No. I get two different guys that are winners in these type of pools. I get their picks every week, what they think, what they're going to use. And I go off them more than myself because their experience. Listen. I have no problem telling you guys this. Gil mentioned this a couple weeks ago, what I do. So, yes, I'm a winning sports bettor. I have been for 25, almost 30 years now. I've done it off my own charts, my own power rankings, my own power ratings, my own market reading, market capping. I've made money. I make a lot more money with other guys that I trust better than me that put 50, 60, 70 hours a week in. I just do the betting. I'll go by those guys anytime. I don't need to get a pat on the back and get an ego stroke. It's not
matter. Have you ever run into conflict with it when you've done this in the past? Has the relationship ever soured as the year went on?
No. No, not.
But you've said to me, after
the
fact.
But I've seen a difference, though, of both people going against each other.
Right.
I'm shocked.
Okay, but you've said to me after the fact, you're like, I knew he shouldn't have made that pick. I tried to tell him he shouldn't have made that pick, but we went with that pick anyway.
I think you're meaning my friend in South Carolina that came in 50th last year.
I don't know who.
Yeah, he's a. I shouldn't say he's a square because he is a winning. He's been running sick the last couple of years, but here's a guy that when he came to town at the Golden Nugget 10 years ago, he bought off of 38 on a football game to 38.5. And the game landed 38. So just think about that. That's who does that stupid thing? This guy does, and he won. So he just – sometimes you got a horseshoe up your butt, and he's got a whole family of horseshoes up his butt.
Okay, by the way, you know, this. I don't know if this came up on the podcast with Fezzik, since you bring him up, though. But, you know, I went in all different directions with him. One of them was, are you and Brad Powers friends or enemies? What's the deal? But one of them was – I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but we've said this to him off air. As great of a bettor as he is, and maybe this is a topic for after the break, because I think we've discussed it once or twice before, but not in a long time. As great as a bettor he is, and he is a great bettor. He's a former actuary who's mathematically based. But you know what else he is? He's the luckiest bettor I've ever encountered in my life.
Wow.
Wishnev calls him.
You got to run good.
Wishnev's like, let's see how we Stevie Luck box into this win. That's what he says all the time. But you know what? I say it with envy.
Yeah.
I wish I had that kind of luck.
Let me tell you something. I was talking to Alan Boston about this.
Yeah.
There could be a skill set on that one that we don't know that's an outside parameter here, outside judging. The skill set could be luck.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's. I'm telling you, both things are true. He's awesome and he's lucky. That's a killer combination. Wish everybody could be so lucky. Coming back with the Crack Man, live from the D. At Bar Canada, Bill Krakenberger, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The NFL kicks off tonight. You still have time to get a betting edge. Our updated NFL betting guide has plenty of opportunities all season long. Picks from every on-air host, team-specific preseason analysis, how to use VSiN betting splits, and football contest strategies. If you want the best and most comprehensive collection of picks, predictions, and previews, now's the time to become a VSiN Pro subscriber for as low as $19 or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription and bet smarter all year long. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. It's Gil Alexander. I'll just read a couple tweets here at Beating the Book because they follow up or they ask a question. Doug Wedge was the gentleman who finished second.
Love Doug Wedge.
He finished second in that DraftKings March Madness pool that I was referring
to. That's right.
And he says, hello from the eventual second place guy. He says, without a doubt, after crunching the numbers, Todd was very relieved to find out he was only tied for second. Most interesting 2 a.m. Eastern convo on Twitter I ever had. Don't know if I ever thanked him for not entering.
Oh,
we thank you for that, Doug. We were just so thrilled he wouldn't have won it, because I don't know how he would have handled it, and then
anybody.
How I would have had to handle it with him.
How anybody would handle that?
Yes.
Like, that's $1 million.
Because if you go back and listen to that podcast multiple times, I'm telling you, I go, you should really enter this time. You should really enter this time.
That's brutal.
And the other one was, who was that? I'm going to get some. Kyle Sullivan. Love the show. Was just curious. Where do you drive to place bets in Arizona? Is there a town I could look up? Thanks, guys. No, all we do is we follow the signs. It was easier from the south point, right? You just follow. I don't know what the freeway is, but it's the one to Hoover Dam. It's a bit of a windy thing towards the end. but again, one of America's great engineering marvels. And you literally just cross the Hoover Dam. Mm-hmm. You go on top of the dam.
You go on the other side. Yeah.
And right on the other side, there's just this little indentation
into
the stone.
Yeah.
And
Interstate 11?
It might be 11.
I don't know. You're right. It's a windy road. And then, yes, you cross the Hoover Dam.
Eventually, Kelly will have a hot dog stand out there.
Yeah, a food truck. I don't know. Hot dogs, I don't know if I'm going with hot dogs.
I don't want to sell you short.
I'm sorry about that.
My apologies.
Isaiah's got a lot of ideas for it, you know.
Billy, I'm headed to the DMV after the show today. I'm very excited.
Oh, enjoy yourself.
Have fun. Say hi for me. I was there a few times this year already.
A few times? What are you doing there so many times?
Oh, my gosh, man. I don't know. I feel like this.
Multiple IDs. Go ahead.
I feel like it's government employees where it's just if you catch them on a good day or a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
And there was questions over a document that I had signed employee...
Don't implicate yourself.
I was going to say, questions over a document.
No, it was fine, Bill. In the end, it was fine.
Okay.
But person one didn't like it. I had to come back 2 months later, showed the same document to a different person, and they were like, okay, here you go.
That's when I go in with the mustache, the fake mustache, and you say, give it to the same person, and they say, oh, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I have a pro tip for you, Kelly.
What's up?
Josh Towers. Is my pro tip in terms of the DMV. That's all I want to say.
Oh, okay. Josh Allen's working with Circa now.
So I shouldn't ask you on there. Sorry to do this.
No,
on
please,
air.
Of course.
So why do I get thrown off at 8:45?
You don't get thrown off at 8:45. We get you at 7:45. You're welcome to stay till the end.
No, I'm just.
We don't have to throw you off. But the reason
someone was coming on at 8:45.
Oh, nobody's coming on. Nobody's coming on. We put you on 7:45 because the first hour we're on DK Network.
Oh, that's cool.
Now.
No, good. So I appreciate that. That's
we
nice.
Wanted DK Network is what hundreds of thousands of more listeners.
At least,
At least, if not millions.
I picked up an extra follower this week, so yeah, it has to be.
There you go. You got one extra, just now.
So the hope is that you're now exposed to this much newer audience, wider audience, and that they're going to say, "Who is this guy with this Kangol?"
Oh. Yeah, it's a cartoon character.
We're going to continue to watch him now on VSiN while the rest of them watch Levitar.
I have some interesting news. So
Was that a satisfactory answer, by the way?
Oh, yeah. I was just, you know, my attempt at some humor, I guess. Well, not really. I want to know who's coming on 8:45.
Nobody.
But I got to get out of here before the parking fee every hour goes up. So, I got some news. My podcast, which I have with John Orlando.
Oh.
And I went in 1 week. The last week I had Alan Boston on. When it was over, they said, "Hey, you know what? We're not sponsoring the podcast anymore. 4.5 years, great run, unbelievable array of guests." And I just said I had to come to an end. So, to be real honest with you, they were overpaying me. I would have done it for a third of the money or half the money. So they just one day decided not to do it. We stopped doing it, and I'm a little bit too lazy to shop the podcast. I mentioned it. I might have mentioned it here or something.
Yeah.
And I had a couple different offers of someone sponsoring the podcast. So I'm happy to say that John and I next week will have our triumphant return to the airwaves with plenty of unbelievable guests. I think we're going to see if we can get Marcus Allen again first week because Marcus has been on the show multiple times.
Do you ask him about non-football related things?
No, it's all football stuff. Yeah, and I guess I'm not going to ask him. No, I'm not going to ask him anything about OJs. Do you want to know?
I might have been thinking that. Yeah.
No, you know, it's just funny. John, he did it innocently. So John, we were doing a photo shoot over at the Westgate, and John goes across the street to the Las Vegas Country Club, and I didn't realize this. So OJ is in there eating at the next table, and John and his, because I didn't realize this, they were neighbors in Brentwood. They lived right across the street from each other with Tony Orlando's house and his house for years. But it was so uncomfortable. Like, and he's like, yeah, it would be great to come on the podcast sometime. You got, no, I don't think so.
Well.
I don't think, like, that's not what I do. Listen, somehow that would be a negative. They would drag me down for it somehow.
Bill Krakenberger interviewing OJ. The best OJ story ever told on this show. You know Nick Bakay? Do you know who Nick Bakay is?
No.
Nick Bakay, from a sports betting standpoint, well before anybody ever mentioned sports betting in any context on ESPN, about 20, 25 years ago, Nick Bakay used to do this. By the way, he's responsible for Paul Blart Mall Cop. He's responsible for he's the voice of the cat in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a Hollywood guy. But he used to go on ESPN and do a gambling segment which wasn't called a gambling segment, but it was about him and his he inserted his wife into it as well, but he would say things like advantage push, right? He would advantage bears, right? That was his whole thing. And Nick Bakay came on this show a few times, but he grew up in Buffalo. He's a rabid Buffalo Bills fan as a kid. And, you know, he's this big Hollywood guy now. And he was playing golf at some club in L.A. And as he was leaving the golf course, here comes O.J. This is like a couple years after the trial. Here comes O.J. in his Bronco. And O.J., who doesn't know Nick Bakay from anything, rolls down the window and he goes, hey, is there a closer place to park than this? And so Nick Bakay says, at this moment in his life, he had this unbelievable conflict in his brain of
course.
Here is my childhood hero
right.
with this guy. And he says, he's telling his wife this story.
Oh, my God.
His wife is just appalled at how friendly he became with O.J. And finally, she was like, did you invite him over to the house for dinner
oh
in the
my
end?
God.
Like, what did you do? It's just a great Nick Bakay, the conflict of that whole story.
Yeah, no, it was, like, I don't think John thought in that moment either. He just said, you know, this is my neighbor from across the street for, you know, 10 years.
You didn't want any part of it. No, it's not your thing.
Uncomfortable feeling for me, you know.
Yeah.
I have my opinion, you know.
Yeah, we all have our opinions.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this about Survivor, though, in the end.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, no, actually about Millions I want to ask you about.
Okay.
It's the first week of the NFL season. I like to say, you know, we've all talked for a summer about NFL. Every show on this network, every show everywhere. We all have opinions.
It's a very efficient market.
Some of those opinions are going to be right, but a whole bunch of them are going to be wrong, and they're going to be exposed day one.
Yeah.
What is the if I could give you a 3-2 right now against the spread,
yeah.
would you take it
yes.
on every single one of your entries?
Well, every single one you're not going to win.
That's right.
3-2.
Well, it's only 1 week, though, is all I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. No, this week I would take 3-2, though.
That's what I mean.
Across my entries this week.
Everyone.
Yes.
I just give you a 3-2 and we move on to week 2, you
yes.
take it.
This market's been up there for 4 or 5 months, so it's a very efficient market. I'll look to my – here's how Millions works for me. I get one guy's picks. He'll mention like 7 or 8 teams to use. I'll get the other guy's picks, 7 or 8 teams to use. Both guys have been very successful winning tons of money in these type of pools in the past. I'll do literally a mix of both of them. But what shocks me sometimes, they're on different sides.
Right.
That shocks me. How could two sharp guys that are doing some market capping, too, you know, when something's 3.5, the line's 3 or 2.5, how could two sharp guys be on two different sides? That's the same thing for how two gambling syndicates are on two different sides.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Something before we go off air I find very interesting. Just to give you an example, this Dallas Giant game, since we're on air, has moved to the under big time.
Oh.
So Circa moved from 46.5 to 45 in one shot in about 40 minutes ago. And I just, not questioning anyone's Circa, I find it interesting. They're the only one that always does this on a lot of lines. You can see all my lines here. These are live lines from around the world, mm-hmm. all different sports books. Circa at 45, they'll always seem to overmove and not want any action on that side. In other words, it's 45.5. There's even a 46 here at DraftKings, 45 at places, 45.5. Circa has 45. They overmove sometimes.
Yeah.
You want to watch that line when the game kicks off, closer to kickoff time. There's a reason I'm saying it. Maybe we'll talk about it next week.
If only there was a desk, you know, 5 feet behind you where you could actually bet that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Right here at the D. Billy, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Hope you enjoy our new digs here at the D.
All right.
Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Crackman with a K. We're coming back. We'll wrap things up. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Today is the best Thursday of the year because it's NFL opening night. Football's back in DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. It's hooking new customers up with a can't-miss offer to celebrate. Place your first $5 NFL bet and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Don't wait till kickoff to get in on the hype. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VEGAS. New customers get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. That's code VEGAS only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, live from Bar Canada at the D. Fezzik, by the way, texts in about my question to Kraken. I said, hey, would you take the 3-2 across the board? And he, of course, accurately says 3-2 means you lose the quarterly. He's always thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to run perfect from there to even stand a chance.
18-2 might get it done.
It might get it done.
Yeah, that's true. What about tonight's game would surprise you? What's the outcome of tonight's game where you'd be like, I did not see that coming? Is it a Detroit blowout? Or would that not even surprise you that much?
A really low-scoring game, I think, would be the most surprising.
I think that's a great answer.
I think a 13-7 game would blow my mind. Yes, with these two teams. Yes. And I'm not running to bet the over. I know we've seen that total moving. I think I still have some questions about Detroit's defense and what that's going to look like this year. I think they've made some upgrades to it, but I think it's still going to struggle a little bit out of the gates. And then, you know, we don't know what's going on with Kelce yet on the Kansas City side of the ball. But I still expect there to be points in this game. So I think anything real low scoring would be the most shocking thing to me.
I have five Survivor entries. I think I have started to come to some decision, don't hold me to this, but some decision on what I'm doing with those five. As I've said, I will not play all on the Commanders because I want to leave the possibility of there being carnage there on week number one, because I said 40%. Maybe that's low in terms of how many of the pie will end up with Washington as their Survivor play. Again, there is no other natural spot to play them later in the year. They are the second biggest favorite on the board. Baltimore is the biggest, 10-point favorites against the Texans. So I think I will have at least one entry on the Commodores, but no more than two. One entry on the Ravens, but no more than two. And I think I will go off the board with a fifth, right? I think the Denver Broncos might be that stray team also. But I think it's some combination of those three for week number one is what I'm guessing.
Okay.
Against the Raiders.
I like it. Yeah. There's a few in there. I haven't settled yet either. I think I might end up just going Commanders with the easy.
All in?
Yeah.
Oh, you got one.
I only got the one.
That's right.
So did you make – you made a Chiefs bet for tonight?
I did not.
You did not.
Is that
okay.
Four still up there behind us or not anymore?
No, I don't think it is. I think we're 4.5 everywhere right
now.
Yeah, 4.5. There's been a little movement on the total. Bill was talking about that a little bit. 53.5 is what we're seeing right now. So I took that Lions 6. I was able to get in front of the news a little bit. Not a big bet for me, though, tonight, like we were talking about. I wouldn't be shocked by almost any result here tonight, besides low scoring. Some props. Did play Jahmyr Gibbs over his receiving yards. I'm interested to see how they're going to utilize him. Like we talked about at the beginning of the show, I think that's a fancy new toy in a highly explosive offense in Detroit. I think they're going to look to utilize him heavily here early in the season, although Dan Campbell's comments about that were interesting yesterday. So I did get email from MGM on some of the prop splits. Man, this Kelce, if he doesn't play tonight, and we've been talking about, right, some of these markets have been up for so long.
Yeah.
So their most bet props got this morning. Travis Kelce to score first touchdown. Travis Kelce anytime touchdown is 1-2, and then it's others.
Now, so, must he play one snap those for those to be actionable?
Yeah, I don't know.
You have to check on these.
You got it. Pro tip: check on all this.
You
got
to check on these. Let me go back to the Jahmyr Gibbs thing for a second, because Dan Campbell made those comments. Ease him in, and we both like him as an offensive rookie of the year. Because if for no other reason, I think the Lions will try to justify the conventional wisdom that was an overdraft of a play. We'll show you that he's an overdraft. Watch this. And they'll go for a lot of touches. But because he said the ease-in comment, do you feel like a prop tonight? Like, what's David Montgomery's number? Do you feel like that's a better play instead?
So I did the receiving with Gibbs for a reason. It is.
Oh, you just went receiving.
I went receiving yards.
Okay.
Yes, because I have no idea how they're going to split carries, and I think Montgomery could be the guy who gets more of the carries.
Yeah, that feels like it might be a more prudent play tonight in terms
of
rushing
yards. No Chris Jones in there. Yeah. Obviously, that line's not going to be as good as it usually will be for Kansas City. So, yeah, don't hate that one at all. But that's where I think you're going to see them utilize both those backs, move Gibbs around a lot in different positions.
Yeah. If Kelce is limited or is unable to go, what does that do for you for the Chiefs props, receiving props? Did it make you want to bet any of those, go elsewhere?
You know, I was thinking about that last night, but no, because I think we're still waiting for who's that guy to emerge, right? Like, Kadarius Toney's still dealing with injury stuff.
Yeah.
He's, you know, always is seemingly, but he's going to be playing tonight, but he's dealing with nagging injuries. Are you confident Are you confident in him? Are you confident in Sky Moore taking that next step right away, and especially if Travis Kelce isn't out on the field? Like, I think all these guys benefit from Kelce being on the field, right? If he can clog up, so, you know, cause some congestion in the secondary in the middle of the field, open up some things for these guys on the outside, I think that helps a lot more. I think it's going to be much more of a struggle if he's out of a game. So, I mean, that's just for tonight, Gil. I'm interested to see how that unfolds all season. I do think Sky Moore takes a step forward this year and becomes more that guy for Kansas City, but does it happen tonight? I don't know.
There's no harm in an in-game wager tonight, too, either on side or total, which I think is how I'll play it. What's the game? I'm going to ask you the Megapod questions here to wrap up. Of the big favorites, Baltimore, Washington, Minnesota, the one most likely to lose outright for you is?
Minnesota.
Shortest of those spreads.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Is that more of an anti-Minnesota sentiment or a pro-Tampa Bay sentiment?
No, that is a – for me, that's – we talked about it a little bit earlier this week. It's more of a pro-Tampa Bay sentiment. Yeah. I think there's been a little bit of an overreaction to how poor this Tampa team is going to be this year. Yes, I don't think they're going to be great, but I think so. I think they're one of those teams, and Matt Brown talked about this when we did the podcast together a week ago.
Yeah.
About – you know, them probably selling off some of their pieces maybe later in the season. But, all those guys are going to be there right at the beginning of the year. So, they're a team that I do have circled to look at some opportunities to bet on, you know, earlier in the year. Now, obviously, I'm looking forward to seeing that whole team on the field together and see how they play against Minnesota. You'll really get a feel for that going forward. But, it would be that game, and it is not a complete anti-Minnesota thing. Obviously, I was massive Vikings guy last year on this show with bets over and over again on them. I'm interested to see what that team's like this year. I don't think they take a huge step back, but they are replacing some key pieces with Thielen and Dalvin Cook not there anymore on the offensive side of the ball. They lost some pieces on the defensive side of the ball, so could that team win that division? Sure. I think, like we've talked about, any team in the NFC North could win that division. I don't think I'd be shocked by it.
As I see, Buffalo is now 2.5-point favorites across the board against the Jets now Monday night. That has been a sort of shift in the last day here. What are the games you want no part of? Like, you have a millions entry, too. What are the games that you will absolutely not be including in that?
Definitely that one.
Definitely that
definitely.
One. Me,
wait,
too.
Wait.
Definitely
I,
that
I one. Know you got your pot, but what's the big spread? You
Minnesota. Minnesota. Okay. Minnesota. Same right. thing. I was like, could I imagine Minnesota, you know, being in a one-score game with Tampa Bay and relying on Kirk Cousins to do something dramatic at the end?
Yeah.
That's a coin flip? Sure. So that was it for me, too. It's also not a fair question because those are very different spreads, right? 10, 7,
correct.
And 6.5 or whatever it was on Minnesota.
Ravens here at Circa just went to 10.5.
Yeah, 10.5. So things are moving, that's for sure. And that's since legalization. The closer we get to game time, the more. I mean, when we did primetime action, we were amazed by the Christmas tree lighting of these boards as kickoff approached on some of these. It didn't used to be that way, but it's almost as if 10 million plus millions, tens of millions more people are betting on this stuff or something. So for me, the games I wanted no part of again just were, I wanted absolutely no part of Green Bay, Chicago. If I had to settle on one, that's the one. Because I have no idea what happens there. But Cincinnati, Cleveland, I don't want any part of that. Buffalo, the Jets, I don't want any part of that. I'll tell you who I do like. I do like Dallas on Sunday night.
Me too.
Love Dallas.
And we're back to 10 here at Circa with the Ravens.
Yeah.
Amazing how that happens.
But I can say about, like, not wanting any part of, usually it comes down to like one or two games every week. This is like five of them. Like Tennessee, New Orleans, I don't want to touch that.
Me either.
The Dolphins and the Chargers, I don't think I really want to touch that either. Nor do I the Rams and the Seahawks necessarily. So it's like half the schedule for me.
I like the Seahawks. I bet the Seahawks.
You did.
I bet the Seahawks like them. I'm with you. There are a lot of them that are up there. I think Buffalo, yeah. New York would be my number one stay away.
Part of that is just the humility of saying it's week one.
Yeah.
Let's try to learn something, too, on this. I'm not going to act like we have all these games within our grasp.
Mm-hmm.
We've done all we can do. Best Bets is next here on the network. Some highlights from all the early shows today on the network. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.